WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Nelson Mandela's visit to the U.S. has again focused attention on South Africa. World music commentator Milo Miles profiles South Africa's leading a cappella group, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. They have two new albums, Two Worlds, One Heart, and a retrospective of their career called Classic Tracks.
South Africa is a very unusual African country in that it has almost no indigenous musical instruments, but does have a strong group vocal tradition. What is not unusual is that these group vocal styles quickly became popular in America after Paul Simon offered a sample of them on his Graceland album. After all, people in the U.S. had been listening to something similar for decades in the form of African-American styles like Jubilee Gospel and doo-wop. The connections are easy to see when you consider that doo-wop was influenced by gospel, which in turn was influenced by the same traveling church choirs and minstrel shows that influenced group vocals in South Africa as early as the end of the 19th century. Let's hear some comparisons. South African group vocal styles called Mbube, also the name of its most famous hit, first recorded in 1939 by Solomon Linda's original Evening Birds. You probably know Mbube in versions by either the Weavers or the Tokens, but no one has ever come close to matching Solomon Linda's deft, crying vocals. South African groups never developed the same concept of melody and harmony parts as American Jubilee gospel groups, but the effect of the two styles is remarkably similar, as can be heard in this number by the Golden Gate Quartet, The Valley of Time, recorded like Mbube in 1939.
Oh, when the moon go down into valley of time.
Oh, my Lord, Lord, oh, my Lord,
when the sun,
oh, my Lord,
sun
Lord, reveals, oh, my Lord,
used to shine,
oh, my Lord,
to shine,
oh, my Lord,
to
shine, oh, my Lord, Lord,
oh, my Lord,
Lord, oh, my Lord, Lord, oh, my Lord, Lord, oh, my Lord, Lord,
oh, my Lord, Lord,
oh, my Lord, Lord,
oh, my Lord,
Lord,
One type of Mbube dominates all others these days. It's called Isicathamiya and was perfected by Ladysmith Black Mambazo, the singers featured by Paul Simon. The 10 or so members consist of brothers and cousins from two families, the Mazabukos and the Shabalalas, with the key to their success being founder and lead singer Joseph Shabalala. As a vocal presence, Joseph Shabalala can be mentioned in the same breath with gospel greats like Clarence Fountain and Julius Cheeks, but he's also an innovative songwriter with a philosophy that's both pragmatic and mystical. He's kind of a poet with a sharp business sense. He says he was inspired to begin his career when he dreamed of a children's choir who overwhelmed him with their voices, even though they sang in a language he did not know. Shabalala has an evident spiritual bent, and since about 1975, Ladysmith Black Mambazo albums have included many songs with Christian themes. Some superb examples are included in a new retrospective of their whole career called Classic Tracks.
Amen. Amen.
Isicathamiya means to step softly or even to stalk or creep up on, and Shabalala obviously enjoys breaking up the stately tempo of Ladysmith numbers with sudden, surprising jolts of vocal gymnastics. He even began to speed up and compress the action on some songs, giving them more rock and roll type energy, as on this cut from the 1986 album Inala.
c'est du brouquin-quin.
Ekaya,
wendo watu wambe kaya, yutuma ufiga, uti au au, muzwa wake lapa washona na pina.
Oh, utala sanjalo bapo baba no mama.
Utala sanjalo bapo baba no mama. Utala sanjalo bapo baba no mama.
Utala sanjalo
bapo baba. By the late 80s, it was clear that Shabalala had wound the vocal timing and interaction of Ladysmith about as tight as they could get, and the only possible future was to try something more than just a cappella singing. Their new studio recording, Two Worlds, One Heart, incorporates songs in English, tracks with South African accompaniment, and even a tune co-written and produced with Funkmaster George Clinton for a sort of futuristic international R&B workout. But my favorite song on Two Worlds, One Heart has a title that translates as Time is Money, and I'm sure only a sly old angel like Joseph Shabalala could get a crowd snapping their fingers to the Wall Street ethos.
Time is money,
time, 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 my brother.
Time is money,
time, 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 my brother.
Time is money,
time, 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 my brother.
Time is money.
Aye. Umnandi,
umnandi, kwela githi mna mithi.
Milo Miles is a freelance journalist who writes about pop music for the New York Times and the Village Voice. This is Fresh Air.